Self-sabotage, an epigraph from Poe. As it is, you will easily perceive that I am one of the many uncounted victims of the imp of the perverse. X insisted that a tree's beauty lay in its symmetry. Was I just being contrary to say otherwise? If so, I've made a habit of it. Socks mismatched for 30-odd yards, grooving to discordance in 7/8 time. What is it that draws me to the damp rack on sunshot's shores, unhinged shack at the edge of a barren field, the missed note on making the song, the unbalance that speaks the charm of oddity? That imp uproots the weed-slimed stone, half buried at the beach, to reveal the twitching crab, and rootles for a stink to underlie each memory, a shame or hurt or blunder, decades past, stored away like modules of slug bait on a spidery back shelf to spread among the bright perennials. Breaking the pattern of a hotel's empty windows, one displays far up a pair of trousers hung upside down as if the wearer jumped straight out of them. The image comes to me as quickly as laundry comes to others, and I look down for the body pancaked on the sidewalk. Perhaps the world has caught up with my dark vision, and all our mind's eyes now regularly see bodies, past and future, on pavements, bullet-riddled, because so often they do lie there in the present. We see cracks in a facade and think, Temblor. See the cirrus like a cottonwood puff on the horizon and think, Squall. Can't see a valentine, dust drawn on a pane, and unsee the brief, fiery trajectory that followed another, elsewhere, long ago. Each night, we look into stars. As dim as they seem, the imp waits for one to flare and fall.